The Human Development Report 2019, entitled Beyond Income, Beyond Averages, Beyond Today, Inequalities in Human Development in the 21st Century, was launched today in Bogotá, Colombia. This year's report shows that a new generation of severe inequalities in human development is emerging, even as the gap is narrowing on many of the unresolved inequalities of the 20th century. These emerging dynamics, under the shadow of the climate crisis and technological change, demand new approaches in policies at national and global levels. Akim Steiner, UNDP Administrator, talks about the Human Development Report's main messages to the world.
This year's UNDP Human Development Report addresses itself to a phenomenon that we are watching almost every day on our news channels in our own countries, but also globally: inequality. And the title of the report, Beyond Income, Beyond Averages, Beyond Today, seeks to put a focus on the fact that dealing with inequality is no longer just an issue of income, income per capita, or as economists call it, the Gini coefficient, which measures inequality in incomes in a country. It is deeper, it is more complex, and the report tries to understand why do people feel, even when the statistics and economics show to us the economy is growing, maybe inequality is coming down, poverty is being reduced, that people feel such a strong sense of unfairness, of inequality, and are reacting to this. And the report provides a number of very interesting analytical but also practical examples of how both an objective and a subjective, the perception of unfairness, is driving many of these reactions. We are looking also at another phenomenon in this report, which is a new generation of inequalities emerging. The 20th century inequalities were largely about the basic needs, about income, about getting education and access to health. Today we are looking at a new generation of inequalities in the 21st century that are linked to two very seismic shifts: the advent of new technology, the fourth industrial revolution, the digital economy, which could provide major breakthroughs for reducing inequality, or in fact give rise to a new great divide in equality and access. And secondly, climate change. Climate change is perhaps the most profound driver of inequalities in today's world, and certainly over the next decades. And therefore, somebody who is born in the year 2020 will probably live into the 22nd century, and his or her life will be shaped by these emerging trends. Inequality is a great risk to our societies. That is why UNDP, with the Human Development Report in 2019, put the focus on this issue.